the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Asked how the Missouri State Penitentiary compared to other famous prisons, a historian and former prison administrator replied, "It's older and meaner. For nearly 170 years, it was everything other prisons were and more." In the new book, The Missouri State Penitentiary, 170 Years Inside the Walls, Jamie Rasmussen, Missouri State University faculty member of criminology, recounts the long and fascinating history of the place, focusing on the stories of inmates and the struggles by prison officials to provide opportunities for reform while keeping costs down. I'm Nikki Donaldson, and today I have Jamie Rasmussen as my guest to discuss this fascinating subject.
As some people may not know, the Missouri State Penitentiary closed in 2004. So what I'm really talking about is the lifespan of the institution from when it opened in the 1800s until 2004. Before the 1800s, our criminal justice system didn't have this concept of sending someone to prison. When you were found guilty, you would be confined until you were punished, but the punishment was usually either hanging or death, or physical punishments like branding or whipping or fines. They didn't just confine people because they didn't have this concept that people could be reformed. And in the early 1800s, they started believing that you could reform people. And so they created penitentiaries. Problem was, they didn't quite understand the psychology behind the way people behave. And so the idea that they started out with was hard work and contemplation would reform the prisoner. Unfortunately, the people who tended to get into trouble were not the hard work, contemplation kind of a people. Through fits and starts and lack of success, they started to develop systems which eventually became the modern Department of Corrections, where we look at treatment, we look at evaluation, we look at education, we look at vocational rehabilitation, all these different types of programs to help provide people with the tools that they need to succeed in society. And as we moved from this hard work contemplation ideal to this treatment ideal, the old buildings and institutions didn't work as well. And so that's why we ended up closing the penitentiary, and now we have the Department of Corrections.
During the research phase, Rasmussen dug up many great stories that told of the history for the state pen, including some very prominent prisoners. She tells more.
Oh, there's so many good stories in the book. One of the ways that I organized the material was around the stories of inmates and administrators, because there was just such a time span that if you didn't have something that readers could grab onto, it'd be really hard to provide a coherent narrative. My favorite was Kate Richards O'Hare. She was a socialist activist in the early 1900s, and she got sent to the penitentiary for advocating against World War I. I kind of had always lived in this world where we have freedom of speech, we can say whatever we want. And so the idea that someone had been sent to a major penitentiary for expressing a viewpoint was very interesting to me. Today, you see protests against the war in Iraq, protests against the war in Afghanistan, and nobody would think of sending those people to prison for what they've done. In 1917, that's exactly what we did. We passed a law and said it's illegal to question the government on this issue. And I really admired the strength of Kate Richards O'Hare's courage to say, you know what, this is wrong. And she was so adamant in her beliefs, and she knew she was being investigated. She would send tickets to her talks to the FBI agents, and she was like, I'm going to say this. This is the truth. And so that kind of courage in the face of repression is something that's really inspiring to me. I think one of the really interesting things about my book is that it brings out for ordinary people a part of society that we don't really think about a lot. As Kate Richards O'Hare said, she was talking about the prisoners. Once they go to prison, the prison doors close and the world forgets. And I don't think that that's an effective way to deal with people. And we need to know what's going on there and try to help them and try to help ourselves.
The Missouri State Penitentiary is now available on Amazon.com. That was Jamie Rasmussen, adjunct instructor in the Department of Criminology and Criminal Justice at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.